Your new book, SOG, seems your most political work to date. Why did you wait until now to write such a book?
Well, I think there's an undertone of satire on religion and patriotism in everything I've written. I regard religion and patriotism as the two major mental illnesses afflicting this planet. And there's an undertone. It's a theme in all of my books. But I guess it got more focused during the Clinton years because I made the mistake of voting, which I usually never do, but somehow Clinton inspired a faith in me. He pressed the right buttons. He used the right words. He used a lot of terminology from cybernetics and social science. He showed he was educated. I thought, gee, this guy is smart enough, he might actually do some good. Then he turned out to be as bad as any of the others and worse than most of them. And then it's followed by the crookedest election in American history, the crookedest presidential election. Anyway, we've had crooked elections all over the country repeatedly. Well, this is the crookedest presidential election ever, and then we get this unexpected, unprovoked attack, which was warned of by the French, the Philippines, FBI agents, and about three officers. Everybody knew about it except Dubia, it seems. Dubia was the only one who was out of the way. He didn't know it was going to happen. But curiously, he was out of the White House while the plane was headed towards the White House. Isn't that an odd coincidence? My God, what wonderful luck he has. Well, maybe he did read those reports after all. Maybe he can read. Who knows? I think the combination of the crooked election and the new Pearl Harbor, which looks as fake to me as the first Pearl Harbor. I was working on another book and I couldn't get anywhere with it because I kept taking time off to work on this book, which I was going to write later. Finally, this book got finished and the other one still wasn't. Because I never felt so optimistic about our potentials as I do right now with all the scientific breakthroughs that are occurring. I never felt so angry about the way we're not using our potentials. To quote Ezra Pound, it's like being in the middle of a rainstorm and seeing people running around with spoons saying, we can't get any water, we can't get any water, we got to kill one another over the water. And none of them realizes that it's pouring down. How? To give everybody on the planet clean drinking water would cost about $7 million. If we can afford to give $3 billion a year to Israel to kill Arabs, we can afford $7 million to give everybody clean drinking water. If everybody had clean drinking water, that would cut down on the spread of AIDS, for one thing. It would also cut down on the amount of anger against the white world on the part of the three-quarters of the planet, which is non-white. Just clean drinking water. Then if we gave people adequate medical care. You know, it's not true that terrorists hate us because of our freedom. We don't have much freedom for them to hate in the first place. And in the second place, they hate us for abusing them, for stealing their natural resources, for enslaving them, for making war on them, for dumping napalm on them from the air, for bombing them, for generally treating the third world like, well, most Americans have a dim sense of how badly we treated the Aborigines of this continent and how badly off they still are on their reservations. We have a dim sense of guilt about that. But 9 out of 10 Americans have no idea that we've been doing that to the rest of the world, too, for the last 100 years. All the Aboriginal, tribal, and some of the comparatively advanced cultures, they've all been overrun by American industry, backed by American soldiers with American guns, shooting at anybody who resists them. We've been invading third world countries since 1898 or so. Hell, if you include the first Mexican War in 1848, we've been invading the rest of the world for over 150 years. And my God, why are they fighting back? They must hate our freedom. How can people be so stupid as to believe that they hate us because we've been attacking them and robbing them for 150 years? That's why they hate us. Who the hell can hate somebody else for their freedom? They have more freedom than I have in Amsterdam. I don't hate them for that. I envy them for it, and I'd like to go live in Amsterdam. If I was still healthy enough to make a move of that sort, I would move to Amsterdam.